USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising costs of food and gas. Republicans are blaming Democrats' spending packages they've passed in the last year. But House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, says it's all COVID-19's fault.
During the pandemic, people were shut in their homes, they weren't consuming, and suppliers were cutting inventory because people weren't buying.
Do you think we're through the worst of it then? Do you think we're through the worst of it right now?
I certainly hope we're the worst of it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Firefighters in London receive... Firefighters in London are receiving a record number of calls as Europe deals with an extreme heat wave. London's mayor saying that Tuesday was the most busy day for fire service in the city since World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Congress is not acting as it should, and these guys here are, but we're not getting many Republican votes. This is an emergency.
President Biden speaking at the Brayton Power Plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, discussing climate change. The president once again blaming congressional Republicans for blocking his administration's efforts to address climate change through legislation. The head of the Uvalde, Texas School District Police Department may soon be looking for a new job. There's a board meeting this weekend, and one of the agenda items is the termination of Pete Arriondo. He has already been placed on administrative leave for his handling of the school shooting that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Arriondo also served on the Uvalde City Council, but he resigned earlier this month. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 47 points to close at 31,874. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New York City convenience store owner Jose Alba will not face a murder charge after he stabbed Austin Simon to death when Simon attacked him. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox News and says progressive lawmakers in New York City and the state are making the justice system worse.
It is the politicians in New York, the woke left, the woke DAs, the lenient judges that have created an environment where people feel less safe. Look, people are going to try to defend themselves if the city is not going to protect them. And so we need to empower our police to be able to keep our streets safe.
The president is considering temporarily lifting some tariffs against China in an attempt to lower inflation. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes the tariffs will only be paused on a few items.
My guess is the way he's headed. I don't see anything significant there.
China's Ministry of Commerce announced they were discussing pausing tariffs on the United States' Treasury Secretary. However, neither has committed on a final decision. A series based on the life of legendary boxer Mike Tyson is setting its premiere date. The show will follow Tyson from a young boy who couldn't stay out of trouble to becoming the youngest heavyweight champion of all time. Mike is available for streaming on Hulu on August 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.